أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وإن ربك ليحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. Indeed, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a nation devoutedly obedient to Allah and one-sided, and he was not at all from amongst the mushriks. Ever thankful to his favors, he had chosen him and guided him to the straight path, and we had granted him good in this life, and in the hereafter will be in the ranks of the righteous. Ibrahim alayhi salam is declared an ummat, the good that will be found in an entire nation was found in him. وَلَيْسَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِمُسْتَنْكَرٍ أَنْ يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ الْعَالَمَ فِي وَاحِدِ. And this is within the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that the good that is contained in an entire nation, Allah Ta'ala can fit it into one single person. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was that class of person, that the good that was found in an entire community, entire nation, was found in him entirely and completely. Qanitan lillah, always obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and one-sided, that he is only on the side of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We say we like to be on the side of the law, and we don't want to be on the other side of the law. So being on the side of Allah Ta'ala means you're on the side of the law, you're on the side of virtue, you're on the side of righteousness. Ibrahim alayhi salam had shown this throughout his life, where he had left his people only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, his family, his countrymen, and his town. Everything had left only for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, broke away and was on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Then the second trial comes in, where he leaves his family, everybody in Makkah Mukarrama, and he departs immediately as the command of Allah Ta'ala, again just on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Then again, when Allah Ta'ala is commanding him to sacrifice and offer his son, then without any reservation and any hesitation, immediately he puts the dagger on the neck of his son. So entirely on the side of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he is entirely on the side of righteousness. There wasn't any mixture and contamination in his dedication. So therefore he was not at all from the mushriks, where there is pollution and contamination in their faith. So there was no such a thing, no such contamination and pollution in his faith. Always grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, irrespective of the circumstance that he used to be in, he would be grateful to Allah Ta'ala And hence Allah Ta'ala had chosen him, guided him to the straight path. In this life, we had granted him good, that people from all denominations and all groups, they hold him in high esteem and wish to be attributed to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So in this dunya, we have granted him honor, respect, and beautiful ways that are emulated, the tawaf of the Baytullah, etc., etc. The ways that Ibrahim alayhi salam had left behind as a legacy are being followed up to this day. And in the hereafter, he will be in the group of the righteous. Then this way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is so great, worthy of praise and applaudable. We have commanded you as well, though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest and the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salam. But the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is so comprehensive, we have commanded you as well to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the one that was one-sided. So this was an additional praise to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the greatest Anbiya of all times, and he had followed the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is meant by following the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that there are two categories of commands. One is faith and belief and all those things that pertain to faith and belief. In matters pertaining to faith and belief, all the Anbiya alayhi salam are identical. There is no discrepancy, no difference in this regards. Then there are principles coming at a secondary nature. Then under these principles will be details and illustrations. So in all these principal matters, there were a lot of similarity between Ibrahim alayhi salam and the way Rasulullah had instituted for his people. So on account of the similarity in the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, therefore Rasulullah is commanded to follow the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There may be some differences, minor differences, but broadly, if we examine both, then there is a lot of similarity between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as compared to the other Anbiya alayhi salam. Innama ju'ila as-sabtu 'ala alladhina ikhtalafu fi. Then the command of the Sabbath was ordained on those people that had disagreed therein. And indeed your Rabb will decide between them on the day of Qiyamah in the matters that they had disputed. From the very beginning, the day of worship was Jummah, from the time of Adam alayhi salam. Then coming down, Musa alayhi salam's people, they began to dispute. And when they were told about Friday, they said rather Saturday be ordained as the day of worship. And they began to argue that Allah Ta'ala had completed the process of creation on Friday, hence Saturday should be the most appropriate day for worship. Hence, on account of them not listening to the Anbiya alayhi salam wholeheartedly, the command of Saturday and Sabbath was ordained. Similarly, the Christians also were deprived of the Friday, and Isa alayhi salam had spoken to them about the Friday, then they said, the most appropriate date for worship, for dedicating ourselves for His service is Sunday, because Allah Ta'ala had commenced the process of creation on a Sunday. Then Allah Ta'ala had blessed this ummah with the right day, that is the Jummah. So in these matters that they dispute and they disagree, they shouldn't feel that they will get away. Allah Ta'ala will decide between them in all these matters.